Item number two is an application for a subdivision and rezoning for land located at Mission Street at Osborne Street beside 945 Mission under file DASZ 12 of 2008.
At Auburn. It's at Osborne.
Auburn.
Mark, page 7. See, there's 1051 for the...
They're adding 1051.
For the purpose of the tea room, an additional 12, and they're adding an additional 1200 will be added to the rear of the existing dwelling in order to expand the residential area.
How big is the existing?
718.
Oh, perfect. That's one part of it.
Okay. I don't need to do anything. We're in your process now. We're going to call, okay, the applicant here is the City of Winnipeg, so that's why our planner is not sitting at the table here with us. David Marsh is appearing for the City of Winnipeg, and, well, David, you can present to us what it is you're proposing and why you're proposing it.
Good evening, Councillors. David Marsh, representative of the Planning, Property, and Development Department, City of Winnipeg, 15-34th Street. Before you this evening is a subdivision of approximately 7.5 acres of land and rezoning of approximately 2.5 acres of land of city land on Mission Street. These lands have been within city ownership, actually originated with the City of St. Boniface in some cases, and with Unicity became part of city ownership. This land has been in this area for quite some time, and this neighborhood has been an industrial neighborhood largely since the metropolitan Winnipeg area came into existence in the late 1890s, early 1900s. It is designated industrial policy area under Plan Winnipeg, and the vast majority of the area, with exception of the PR, Parks and Recreation parcel, which is shown in pink on the plan in front of you, is zoned M3, all the land south of the rail line. To touch on the parks parcel of land, in 1965, this parcel and a parcel immediately to the west of this was purchased by the Parks Department of the City of St. Boniface in 1965 with the intentions of forming a park. Unfortunately, the park was never developed, and at most there was a set of swings, sandbox, and a slide on the site. It was later abandoned as a park use and declared surplus by the Parks Department in the late 1980s. In January 23, 1991, the City Council for City of Winnipeg declared all the lands shown before you and some additional lands further east as surplus to city needs and directed the Real Estate Division of the city to dispose of them. In 1991, there was a rezoning application on the portion of the PR1 parcel that's in pink and another parcel of approximately the same size further west to rezone it from PR1 to M3 Industrial. At that time, City Council elected to approve the rezoning of the land shown further west of the existing PR1 parcel, but did not rezone this parcel of land from PR1 to M3. The rationale for that was not officially on the record. However, some members of the public and residents in the area, principally at 895, 917, and 963 Mission Street, spoke in opposition as they did not want industrial uses on that site at that time. That was 1991. It was approved by Council on May 29, 1991 for rezoning of a portion of the land. In the mid to late 90s, the cities received multiple offers on these lands and other lands further east. However, there was concern over the fragmentary nature of those interests. People wanted some ridge of those lands or small slivers. And the concerns were that we're rapidly going to have the frontage portions of city lands facing Mission Street sold, but the city ended up with rearage lands along the railway track that we would not be able to develop or service. In 1997, the Committee on Finance and Administration directed our department to cease selling land on Mission Street until a study could be commissioned to look at how do we service and access this land and sell it in the future. And in 1998, the Mission Street Lands and Paris Street Closure Study was submitted by McGowan and Russell Associates, which were a consultant for the city. And the findings of which were basically that the city should not sell or subdivide lands without frontage on Mission Street, and that the Paris Street right-of-way, which is shown as parcel E, or sorry, correction, parcel F. Should be closed. And portions of that were closed, and ultimately parcels D, E, and F, as shown on here, were closed as part of DAC. DAC in 2006. Basically, in April 26, 1999, the Standing Policy Committee of Property Development directed the city to dispose of these lands and rezone them and dispose them on the open market with the caveat that Paris Street be closed and that the Manitoba Hydro parcel of land on this site be acquired and incorporated into the city lands. And I'll point that where that is out to you now. Those lands had been acquired by Manitoba Hydro with the intention of putting in a substation, but subsequently they determined that the substation would not be required in this area and that that land was surplus to Manitoba Hydro's requirements. The city had contacted Manitoba Hydro in the late 1990s to purchase or exchange the land. They expressed no interest at that time. However, in 2003, they did contact us with an interest in selling that land and acquiring a piece of land on Estrella Street near Polo Park for Manitoba Hydro requirements. And in July 2006, City Council approved the sale of the Estrella lands to Manitoba Hydro and the acquisition of these lands from Manitoba Hydro and declared them surplus to city needs and directed our department to make an application to rezone the PR1 lands to M3 and subdivide the lands and put them for sale on the open market. In 2006, as part of that, Standing Policy Committee on Property Development approved DAC 1606, which approved the Auburn Street and Paris Street closures, which are shown as parcels D, E, and F on the plan in front of you. And then ultimately, city acquired title to those Manitoba Hydro lands last year. So basically, that is why we're at where we're at today. The city is moved forward based on the prior direction of Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development to subdivide the land so all the lands are of an economically viable size for any future users, that all have access to Mission Street, can be serviced appropriately, and we're applying that the PR1 land be zoned to M3, which is the exact same zoning designation of all the lands surrounding it. Basically, our intent here is to allow for a plan and coherent development of this land. The city intends to put this all in the open market. I have spoken to several members of the public who have contacted the department expressing some concerns in the manner that the proposed subdivision is shown and had an interest in purchasing some of those rearage lands for themselves. We as the department have moved forward based on what the Standing Policy on Property and Development directed us to do. However, the intent is that we'll dispose of these lands in the open market, and if any members of the public or local businesses wish to purchase a portion of it, we'd welcome them to make an offer of purchase. And if it is agreeable in the interests of the city and the private property owner, we can move forward on selling a portion of it subject to approval of short-form subdivision. And that concludes my presentation.
Councillor Vandell.
You mentioned a couple of minutes ago that Auburn Street and Paris Street were closed.
The approval for closure was done as an application in 2006. As part of that closure, you actually have to do a physical plan, a subdivision, to incorporate those rights of way into the adjacent parcels. We held off from actually executing that, and we're doing it as part of this application. So the approval has been closed.
Those streets there that I'm looking at on that map have already been closed through a public hearing.
That is correct.
Well, why does it say to be closed on my map?
The closure was approved, but how the land transfer mechanism works is it has to be included as part of a subdivision. It has to be incorporated into adjacent parcels. So normally that's done as a plan of subdivision just for the right-of-way. Because we are moving forward with subdividing all this land, we are just incorporating those parcels as part of this plan of subdivision.
Okay. So regardless of what occurs this evening, can the department go ahead and sell parcel, I think it's B or C, the most easterly parcels?
Yes.
You can go ahead and sell them tomorrow if you wanted to.
We'd be able to sell them in a slightly different configuration as shown here, but we would be able to sell them.
And they're already zoned M3?
All the lands on the plan are zoned M3 except for the parcel shown in pink, which is zoned PR1. It's approximately 2.5 acres.
And the little rectangle south of the PR1 to the east is zoned M3 as well?
This one here, Captain?
Yes.
These parcels here are zoned M3. This is the only portion of land that is zoned M3.
Okay.
Zoning bylaw, zoning districts go to the center line of the right of way, so that's how I'll show them the stuff.
How about the what I presume is residential in between those two little jogs to the south? That's zoned M3? It says M3 right on it.
Here and here?
Yeah.
Those are zoned M3.
No, but what's in between them?
In between all the land in this area, except for this parcel zone M3, there are some private residences in the area as well as some main parcels.
Further to the east, there's some additional private residences and also some buildings that have been converted to businesses or home-based businesses.
So you've also mentioned that you've received calls from homeowners in the area wanting to buy parcels of land?
Business owners and homeowners in the area have called most recently and also over the several past years about acquiring lands immediately behind theirs. Generally, they've wanted small portions and not entire parcels. The concern the city has had in the past is if we sell off portions of the land, essentially the land that is the rearage lands that are by the railway tracks would be left over, and without access or servicing, there's no way of disposing of those lands or selling them. One of the concerns with these lands have been over the past 2 to 3 decades is they've generally not been well maintained. They've become dumping grounds for illegal dumping. Weed control, the city has consistently had to go out and police that area and clear it up. Our intent is to take that land, subdivide it, rezone the one portion, put it on the open market, and have some meaningful industrial uses on these sites. The intent being, let's return these properties back to contributing properties to our tax base.
Thank you.
David, all the lands to the south, or to the bottom of the map, I don't know why I haven't got my bearings here. Yeah, to the south of
Mission Street?
Well, no, along Mission Street, you know, between Mission Street and the PR1 lands, is that all being used as residential right now?
There are some private residences. There's one parcel that's vacant, if I remember correctly.
So there's only residential on that stretch or vacant land? There's no industrial use right now? Yeah, no, just thinking about just immediately below the PR1 lands, there's no industrial use whatsoever.
No.
And
those lands were, they're part of the old plan at 1028 that was done in the early 1900s. In the 1940s, the city of St. Boniface, for whatever reason, elected to sell off some of those lands, and numerous residential buildings were built along the north side of Mission Street. Over time, some of those have been removed. There's approximately, I'd say, between 10 to 12 remaining along the northern strip of Mission, including this property and further east. Some are still private residences. Other are residences with businesses behind or have been converted totally into business properties. But again, this area has been industrial for close to 100 years.
Okay. I think we'll hear the rest of the folks that are here. You can stand down, David, and we'll hear from the people, as Councillor Vandal says. I see there's a number of similar names. I don't know if you want to appear together or maybe just if you have a spokesperson for the whole group, but you, of course, have the right to come down and speak if you so wish. If the issues you wanted to bring up have already been represented, you're not required to come down. We'll certainly recognize you and make sure that you're here and that you're recorded for the record. So before I call down everybody else here as an opposition, I have one for information. I'll ask if there's anybody else here in support of this application that wishes to speak. No? First up, I have Myron Jaworski. Myron, would you like to speak? Usually the first one up always does.
First one up by luck of the draw, though. Good evening, Council. My name is Myron Jaworski. I'm here to speak on 951 Mission. We own the frontage along that property. There's 85 feet by 90 is what we own. We bought that property, I don't know, about 4 years ago with the intent of...
Can you show me on that map where that is?
I'll try.
I don't see 951.
street numbers are labeled on.
No, it's to the, you're on the other side of Auburn.
We bought that property with the intent of doing some, like expanding our business. And when we first bought it, we were curious, and we had spoken to the senior sales staff of the city of Winnipeg, and he had said to us at that time that you can't buy the rear until the city has many issues to deal with. So our property sat vacant for about four years. And we see this as an opportunity to buy the property of the rear, and we really need the property badly. So me being here tonight is not totally in opposition to the subdivision, but possibly in the way it's being subdivided and being owning the front and not being asked whether I wanted to buy the rear or not. That's kind of what it's all about. We really need to buy the back.
What is your business use? Does it fall into the M3 zoning category?
Absolutely. We own other property down at the other end of the street towards Paris. They say that they've closed Paris, but they actually changed the names. It's Auburn that's been closed, and Paris is still open. And that's the side street.
I think
it's
actually
not on your map, and it would be closer to Panet Road. And we own three other properties there, starting at 1005 Mission, 1001, and 999 Mission. So we wanted to expand our, down the street, and we're just waiting for our opportunity to do that. So our property, like I say, has sat empty for quite a while, waiting for this moment. But this moment doesn't include us.
Yeah, just to clarify, Myron, I think there's bits of Paris that run all the way along the Mission Road, parallel to Mission Road. So the piece that they're talking about closing is parcel F on that drawing there. You see, it's like kind of halfway through.
Yeah, it's odd because Paris ran through here at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're referring to is a little bit of Paris that's left. That's on that map as parcel F. That's what, when they say street closure, that's what they're referring to. You've got to go back to the right. Sorry, Mayor.
They would take into consideration some of the front, property owners with regards to the subdivision, but I didn't see that happen. So that's why I am in opposition at this moment.
So if I understand, ahead, Myron, you're not necessarily against the subdivision, the rezoning?
Just the way it's being subdivided.
The way the process has unfolded?
No. No, I'm not against the process.
No.
I'm just against the design of the subdivision.
The design of the subdivision.
Right.
Because if you were to purchase land, you wouldn't be interested, I'm presuming, in purchasing the entire parcel B.
Not 3 acres, no. No, but I'm sure that there's other people of the audience who are here also in opposition are probably going to say similar, I'm thinking, might say the similar as what I'm saying, that they're interested in their rear properties. And they've never had the opportunity to buy them. So they've just kind of been using them up till now because there has been no plans for those properties. They've just sat fallow for 100 years. So, but I have phoned and I've spoken to the senior. He's since retired. It was Jerry Anderson. And be patient, be patient, be patient.
Okay.
Here I am.
It's been a lot of patience, hasn't it?
I haven't waited it out for the full 100 years, but.
What is your business?
We own the body shop along Minishin Street called Mission Auto Body.
Mission Auto Body? Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
That should kind of cover it. I think you kind of see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's very clear.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you. Next up, I have T. Jaworski. You could speak if you want, or. Okay. Okay, next I have, I have three people by the last name of Lang. So I don't know if you all want to come up together. There's Ben Lang, Delphine Lang, and Bob Lang. Would you like to come up and speak?
Just the ones that are coming down to speak, just identify yourself at the mic so we know who it is that's speaking.
Good evening. My name is Delphine Lang. I have a little bit of a speech problem, so excuse me. I live at 895 Mission Street, which is right next to Saint Construction. I have a little history on our Mission Street. To whom it may concern, my name is Delphine Lang. I own and reside on the property at 895 Mission Street. I was born and raised on Mission Street. My parents' home was at 861 Mission Street. My husband was also born and raised on Mission Street. We have lived on Mission Street for 76 years. I would consider my family to be homesteaders. Instead, since we have always lived our lives on this street. Years ago, when we first purchased our home, we inquired about buying or leasing the property behind or on either side of us. We were under the understanding that you could not buy the property at that back if you didn't own the front. We were refused to buy it or lease it. When my elderly mother lived at 861 Mission Street, the property around her home began to be bought by Arnie's Welding. Within no time, she was surrounded by industry on all sides. She eventually sold and moved to another location. We have always maintained the property, rather than what he said, we didn't maintain the property behind us. You can go see it as today. The grass is always cut. We've maintained the property behind our place. We have kept it mowed during the summer and free of garbage and clutter. It is without a doubt a clean, open space. There are ducks, birds, squirrels, groundhogs, even deer have strolled through this area. It is a park-like setting and one of the few left in this area. We feel that we are really lucky to be here. This has been our way of life for the past 76 years, of which I've lived 42 years at 895 Mission Street. Unfortunately, progress has already crept up on us. The right side of our property has been turned into a storage facility for Saint Construction. My husband and I have raised a family here on Mission Street, and although our children don't live with us anymore, they still want us to have a nice home to live in. They want us to be happy about our property. We do not want to be surrounded by heavy industry. I think the city owes us a little respect. They should consider letting us live our lives in our home the way it is now. Thank you.
Thank you, Delphine. Any questions, Councillor Vandel?
To clarify, Delphi, you're saying that you've taken care of that PR1 property in back of your yard?
Yes, you can come and see. It's maintained, the grass. You can ask the rest of the Lang family.
Okay.
It's been, we mow it. My son bought a big tractor, and he mows it all the time.
The whole 3 acres?
The whole area behind
the whole
our
area.
House. Yes. Oh,
behind their house. So straight.
We don't do it all. We do it behind our house. And the empty lot beside us, we do that one too.
Okay.
Which is actually a city lot too, I think.
Yes, and apparently they can't sell it because of us. If you'll read it, I have papers. In 1991, I was in a council meeting for selling the property to Saint Construction. They wanted to buy the back part. Saint River Construction. They wanted to buy the back part, so I was included in that, and they told me that as long as I live at 895 Mission Street, they will not be able to sell the properties on the east side. There is, I think, a lot and a half. They're not a lot. I've got it all written here from the further meetings that we had before.
We have that history here, too.
Have you ever made an offer to the city to purchase more land?
Yes, and they said we can't.
You can't?
You know, they said that they couldn't sell just a piece of property. Okay. And then also, I believe they used to we used to be able to lease the property, but you can't lease it anymore. And that's, don't forget, we're there 76 years, and our parents were there.
Mm-hmm. No, there's that's
so
an awful
my,
long
my,
time.
So my house is well taken care of, the house, and like I say, same construction is on the other side, on the, well, right beside us anyway.
Yeah, I know you're on the east side, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, is it Ben or Bob? Did you want to add? Bob, did you want to add anything?
Bob Lang. I own a residence at 917 Mission on your map there. Okay. My dad, I'm speaking also for him. He owns 945, which is opposite the parcel that he said that was taken over by the hydro.
Yeah.
I did put an offer in writing to Jerry Anderson 3 years ago, just so I could point out. He was willing.
Right there, yeah.
I own these two lots. Jerry Anderson at the time written me back that the only way I could buy the back of my property is if I bought the back of my aunt's and the back of Arnie's well. Arnie's has a lot in between here, between my aunt and my place.
That's the one that.
When you say buy your back, how much do you want to buy?
You have the mic.
Yeah. Do you want to buy? Do you want to buy right to the back?
Right to the back. I want it to go right to the back to the railroad track. From what Jerry was saying, and actually, I want to actually possibly purchase one lot just east of my 917 Mission Street. And Jerry at the time said he had sent me the letter, and I said I love my aunt, but I don't want to deal with her if I got to buy the property. That's behind it. And at the time, I had no I don't honestly have no interest in buying their property. You know, they've taken care of it. Councillor here or whatever was saying that the city's been taking care of it. I think if you got in your car and actually went and took a look, the only time they take care of it is once a year when I make a phone call. The grass is never cut. Her yard behind her house is better than that park. I born and raised there. It's better than it's ever been. They got flagpoles up. They got everything up. To me, this is embarrassment. Really, that the city would approach it this manner. And I think most of the people that are here probably are voicing the same opinion, that they just want to own. I don't understand the way that the town fellows, the lots that are owned, everybody owns that. People that are all over here, and all they still, they're still going to have just two parcels instead of parcels that are going behind people's property. You're still going to have your simplified by two base square pieces of property. I don't think the opposition is anywhere to do with the M3 or whatever. It's just everybody wants the opportunity to buy their own back. Same River Construction had bought the property just prior to me putting in my written request. Jerry Anderson's exact answer was the reason he was able to buy it was because Arnie's Welding already owned right to the back. So you're looking at on this side of the pink section. So for him to buy right to the back, he wasn't closing any part of the city property off. Well, now my aunt wants to buy her opportunity to buy her part, so that doesn't close off any part of the city. Now, if Mr. Arnie wants to buy his, nothing gets closed off anywhere. So we don't understand why they want to all of a sudden sell it as one big lot.
Can I just ask you, Bob, if that PR1 is changed to M3,
right,
and everybody can buy behind them,
right,
do you have a problem with that?
No, that's, I think, like, probably, you know, why everybody's, like, here.
Even if Arnie's Welding was to buy the piece behind them, that they could potentially be operating a substantial industrial.
Well, Arnie's Welding is now sold. He's retired. I just know him. I've known him as a kid. I've been born and raised. I just know him as Arnie. His son's here, Doug Doucette.
Yeah.
Arnie's has now been taken over by Maxim Trailers. So it's a total different Arnie now. He's just got his big, massive mobile home there, which I don't mind looking at it. Like to borrow it, but I think his intentions are too. It's just so he owns his back, so he's not encroached by anybody behind him. You know.
So, do you own a business on your lot, or is it just residential?
No, it's just a residence. Okay, but my intentions were when I wrote over to Jerry, his quote was, "Well, you got to tell me a reason of why you want to own your back." Well, I do a little bit of hot rods. I like to build a decent sized garage, you know, because it is heavy industrial. To do my tinkering when it's my turn to retire, kind of thing, you know. And like I said, I maintain all the back right to the track fence there too. With I got a garden back there, I got a horseshoe pitch, and we cut all the grass. The city doesn't cut any of that. And as in my dad at 945 Mission Street, he's been taking care of that place since day one. back because he was moved from his dad had originally come from there. He was 3 years old. He's 87 now. He lived on Paris. The city sold Paris and gave him lots on Mission. So the city actually expropriated him from Paris Street to Mission Street, and now you're trying to expropriate the land that he's, well, or sell the land beneath him that's been his all along. He's got like two gardens there. He takes care of all the back. There's never been any city piece of equipment on his property at 945, which is opposite, well, part of that, underneath that parcel B or whatever.
Okay, I think we've got enough, Bob, and I think we're going to get some more out of other people. Thank you. Daphne, thank you. I have Mr. Ben Lang registered. Did you wish to speak, Mr. Lang? Okay, thank you. Next up, I have Eric and Helmut Groth. Could you just come? You got to come down to the microphone and say it, though, folks. If you're not going to speak, you can just, you know, voice your opposition from there. But if you have something to say, you got to come down to the mic. 963 Mission. And the other one's on Clyde Road, so I assume it's a relative, not living or not. Okay, so.
Good evening.
You are.
Helmut Groth.
Helmut?
Yes.
And it's Eric with you, is it?
He's my son.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I live on 963 Mission Street since 1958. I'm in construction, and I've been trying to acquire this land for all this time, which I never was able to acquire. The city always said, they get back to me. They never did. It took them 50 years. They never got back to me yet. Besides, I don't know what kind of pull Mr. Rakowski had with the city. He bought the property, he tore down the house, he built a shop. Then he put back in my property, in the back, which belongs to the city. He dumped there hundreds of loads of garbage from demolition of houses. So the ground is built up at least 3-4 feet. Now all the water comes down against my property and onto Mission Street, all the way from the back, which is built up 3-4 feet. At the same time, when they demolished Rakowski, demolished Canada Packers, why did the city allow him to dump hundreds of loads of concrete from Canada Packers on that city property? I don't know. What pull did he have with the city? I phoned the city that he was dumping, and over the phone, this representative of the city told me, no, he cannot dump. I come right down. He came down, saw it was Rakowski. He said, that's okay. So, I still like to get that property, but there is no possibility of putting any building on that property. It's a garbage dump. It's a second Brady site.
So, Helmut, you don't object to the property being marketed. You would just like the opportunity to buy the piece behind you?
I buy the piece behind it and possibly beside me, because if I get the behind, I can't get on the side. See, I got my own construction, and I got a 100-foot lot, and 50 feet is my house, and the other 50 feet is my shop.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I get the bag, I have to go. I would really like to have another whatever to the side, if possible.
What sort of business do you own?
Pardon me?
What sort of business do you own?
What part?
Your shop. You said you own a shop. Is that a business shop?
A construction.
Construction.
General construction.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions, Dan?
No. No, I think it's pretty clear.
Would you like to add anything, Eric?
The drainage does go in the
back.
Yeah. It used to go to the railroad tracks in a ditch. But since we built it up, even the city built that whole thing up from my property all the way to... What is it? No, even that metal shop and Fosty. Yeah. Even the city was dumping there. And I told the foreman from the city about a water problem, and then they stopped. But it was too late.
Okay, Helmut, I think we get the point. We'll take it up with our administration when they return.
And you know, before Rakowski dumped that garbage there, he had piles up 40 feet high. The whole back, and I maintained that property before that. But now that he dumped the garbage, well, there was no use doing anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Got my point?
Well, we got your point, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Randy, you didn't want to speak? No? Okay. The last person, or is this the last one? Doesn't make sense. I thought I had a Doucette here as well. No? Oh, there it is. Oh, it is on here. Doug Doucette and Wendy Wolchuk. Doug and Wendy?
I believe my point, I share the same point as
you. So you don't need to speak? Okay, thank you. Doug is at 955 Mission? Hang on, Dan. I just want to see something. And then Arnie is down there. Okay. So you actually, the Doucettes own two different parcels there. You're there, and then Arnie is further down Doucette? Or further down Mission, I mean? Yeah? Okay. Is there anybody else here that wishes to speak on this matter that has not been, is not registered and still wishes to speak, or we haven't called? No? David, can you come back and address some of the concerns here?
Certainly can, Councillor.
I guess maybe if I can just give you a bit of direction, what I've heard, and maybe Councillor Vandell will have some questions after, but the idea of marketing the property to the people that are directly in front, mm-hmm. It seems like they've raised some legitimate concerns or queries, whatever you'd like to call them, and maybe just speak to some of the history that's taken place there, why we shouldn't do that.
Correction. Thank you, councillors. First of all, I'd like to make an apology and a correction for the area residents. I made a poor choice of words earlier. It's certainly not my intent to imply that the area residences and businesses have not been maintaining their properties. They certainly have, and they've clearly illustrated that. The party at fault here is the city with the city lands. This has been an ongoing problem with these lands for probably going on 30 or 40 years where we've had illegal dumping, we've had weed control issues, people doing illegal storage, and we've consistently had to go out and essentially evict illegal uses and try to stop dumping activity. So certainly it was not my intent to imply that you folks are not maintaining your properties. You certainly are. As you correctly stated, the city has not upheld its end of the bargain. To touch on some of the points that the area residents and business owners raised, as well as yourself, the Paris Street. Paris Street is closed in this portion, but Paris Street right away further east near the old oil tanks that were torn down is still open as a right-of-way, but the physical street itself doesn't exist. So that may be where some of the confusion were there. Paris Street is closed here. It used to, if I can just approach the map.
Paris Street at one time, the right-of-way
closed over time. Closure application, DAC, in 2006 was a close. This portion, there still is a portion of Paris Street further east that the street itself doesn't exist, but the right-of-way is still there, so that might be some confusion. The question regards to why hasn't the city approached the frontage owners to make a, what would be called in real estate language a direct deal? And this has to do with city policies in regards to sale and disposal of city land. And it has to do to make sure that it is an open and transparent process. Property owners in this case can approach the city to attempt to make a deal to purchase land. But the city in this case cannot do the reverse. That is what is called the direct deal. And the city's real estate policies are, when we're dealing with a very small piece of land, like a portion of a lane or a piece of land that was acquired for a right turn lane or a 1 foot no access easement or control strip, the city real estate policies are very clear. We can do a direct deal there. The only person that would have a viable interest in that land and would want it, can make full benefit of it, is the adjacent owner. The size and scale of the properties we're talking about here exceed what is permitted in that direct deal process, and the reason being is protect everyone to make sure we have an open and transparent process and that we're not selling or giving away land for far less than market value. I know there has been multiple requests by property owners in the area over the last 30 to 40 years. This is volume 3 of 4 volumes on these properties and others on Mission Street, and this is just in the last 10 years in terms of interest and various approaches that the city has received on this property. The challenge here is if we begin to just sell off rearage to individual property owners, the best way I can do is to illustrate this through an example, so if you allow me to step to the map.
If the city was to sell this portion to these property owners, and these property owners want to do this portion, and the city is left with a piece of land in the middle that essentially cannot dispose of, it cannot service, it cannot access, we create a landlocked parcel,
which is actually not permitted for us to do by provincial statutes. You can't create a landlocked parcel. And that was one of the reasons why, as I alluded to earlier, in 1997, the Committee on Finance Administration of the City of Winnipeg directed us to stop selling land in this area until we can figure out how do we can subdivide and dispose of this property and service and access it so it would work, so we'd have development in a planned and cognizant manner. Certainly, the city is open to selling some of this land to the area residences, but we cannot just approach and say, we want to sell these 5 acres to you. Because what happens when the next door neighbor says, well, why wasn't it offered to me? Yes, Councillor.
How about if we, a couple of questions. First of all, are you saying that this subdivision as it's laid out in front of us is the only way to go?
No, there were several options looked at in that report I was referring to, a consultant report that was done in 1998, the Mission Street Lands and Paris Street Closure Study. There was consultations by the consultant with all the property owners in this area, and several options were looked at in terms of subdividing this land. There was discussions about selling some lands to private owners who have frontage. One of the concerns were we'd have end up with a very fragmented land ownership that we'd not be able to access and service portions of it. And not only that, most of the landowners were asking for the property at significantly less than market value.
Okay, here's the question I really wanted to ask. If we approve this as is tonight, does that preclude selling any parcels to certain individuals where you don't create a landlocked situation?
No. If I could just approach the maps, the best way to explain this.
Fair market value.
process. It does not involve a public hearing. So this is not precluding the city land, city from selling land to private owners. Just we do not have the authority to approach each individual landowner and say, would you like to purchase this 5 acres or this 2 acres? Our policies preclude us to make sure it's an open and transparent process.
David, I want to cut to the chase here. I think I can probably conclude this pretty quickly. I hear what you're saying about sole sourcing or direct sales. I do know that we tinkered with the language on that last year, and as a matter of fact, we have been able to do a sole source to adjacent properties on larger pieces of property. Even if there is an issue of policy here, council can always make a decision to deal with this as a one-off situation. I've looked, and 100% of the private ownership fronting on Mission Street is represented here tonight. They've all come up here and made a representation that they would like to acquire the land before or behind them. It would seem to me that it's pretty easy to set out a process here that if there is 100% acceptance to purchase the land behind them, that if we approve this rezoning subject to all of the owners agreeing to purchasing the land behind them.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Well, I don't. You know, if there's a technical issue here, that's fine. But we'll deal with that after. I think we can go around it. That we just set up some sort of an appraisal process to get to the true value, and we're done here. I mean, these people have absolutely had to deal with illegal dumping. Many of them have maintained this land. I don't see it as a bad public policy decision to go out and make these lands available to them as a first option. I mean, if it doesn't work out and there's not 100%, we can't do that, then maybe we have to come back and do the other thing. My sense is you'll get 100%. These people want this land, or between them, they can find a way to get it done. So that's one. And I think what we have to come out of, if we're going down that road, is a good appraisal process, so we have real appraisals. Have we got any environmental information on this land?
It's relatively clean as industrial land gets. There has been some dumping on some of the land.
No, when it comes to environmental,
there's no PCBs or underground oil tanks or POL leaks that we're aware of.
And who was the original owner of the land? Like the environmental always comes back to the original polluters.
So most of this land was owned by the city of St. Boniface, and it was basically incorporated in the city of Winnipeg's holdings with Unicity.
Okay.
To touch on a question you asked, Councillor Swandell, there are some provisions for direct deal, but an issue here is it has to be of a fair market value orientation. We have an assessment on what this property is worth. There has been some numerous offers to purchase this land in the past by property owners who have a frontage, but they have not been anywhere near fair market value, and that is one of the directives that city has given its real estate division, is to dispose of city lands at fair market value to promote maximum
tax. What are you considering the assessed or appraised value of these lands?
Assessed, if you just bear with me for a second, Councillor, I can dig that up for you.
I can tell you the assessment. The assessment on the parcel, the PR parcel, is $99,000. The assessment on the parcel to the east, the furthest one east, is $46,000.
The assessment that was, the appraisal that was done on November 15th, 2007, was the appraised value of all the lands are approximately $300,000 plus $14,300 per acre in trunk service fees.
Trunk service fees?
TSRs, trunk service rate fees, as regards to paying for infrastructure.
How many acres are there?
It's, I believe the total acreage is approximately 7.5 acres. It's a parcel one, which would be shown on here, A, D, and E, is 2.918 acres. Parcel two, which is parcels B and F on here, is 2.12 acres. And parcel C, which would be parcel three, is approximately 2.23 acres. So we're looking at roughly 7.5 acres.
So you're looking at 75, 14, 28, just a little over $400,000 for that entire parcel of land, all the city lands that exist there.
Those lands, yes. Approximately, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, David?
No, Council.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to do.
I remind you that anything you do would go to property and development, which I chair and you sit on.
True, but what I'd like to do is, first of all, close representations, and then I'm going to suggest that this matter be laid over to our next community committee meeting, which will give me ample time to simply think about this issue in greater detail and come back with a recommendation that's well thought out and researched through the bylaws and the policies that we do have. So I think I understand this issue quite clearly. I think Councillor Swandell does as well. But I'm suggesting that a one-month delay is not going to hurt anything any more than some of the people here have been here for 60 years, maybe longer. So I would just like a month to look at this issue again, look at our policies, our procedures, and then come up with a recommendation that's fair, certainly fair to the homeowners, because the residences, I think that's very important in this, and that's something that's come through loud and clear.
Okay, so you'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read. All those in favor, contrary, carried.
And I'll move that this issue be laid over to our next community.
But you want to conclude, do you also want to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded?
Yes, I thought I did that.
No, I'm just trying to go through these in order so we're getting them done right. All those in favor, contrary, carried.